Both the Lake Express, the so-called fast ferry out of Milwaukee, and the Badger, the bigger but slower-moving ferry out of Manitowoc, say they came through the sailing season in pretty good shape. The Badger says it had about the same number of passengers and cars this year compared with last. But ferry spokesperson Linda Doherty says there was a more than 20% increase in commercial truck traffic on the coal-fired ferry. She links that to higher prices for diesel fuel and the roughly 500 miles of highway travel between Manitowoc and the Badger's Michigan dock in Ludington.
It was actually more inexpensive for our truck drivers to travel across the lake and use a shortcut on the Badger than it was for them to drive all the way around the lake.
Doherty says the 52-year-old Badger will continue to promote itself as a relaxing cruise for families. The 2-year-old Lake Express isn't big enough to carry semi-trucks. But the company says it had a nearly 15% increase in ridership over its first year. Spokesperson Jeff Fleming says part of the growth may be greater awareness of the fast ferry and better stabilization equipment the boat had this year. He says higher diesel fuel prices raised costs and ticket prices for the Lake Express, but also brought in more passengers for the trips to and from Muskegon, Michigan.
People who are on the fence trying to decide whether or not they should take Lake Express, when they looked at their own gas bills, they often opted to go on Lake Express rather than drive around the southern end of Lake Michigan.
Fleming acknowledges the Lake Express again cut the length of its season, as he says most people still are not yet accustomed to riding across the lake in cold weather. He says the fast ferry will start earlier next year on April 29th. The Badger is set to resume service in May. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.